Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to make plans during 2020.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, I mean, making good plans is always challenging, but I find 2020 is a particular, you know, unique year in that it probably is a more challenging year for companies and startups and founders to make any sort of plan that people might have real confidence in, especially if it's a long-term plan. So I've encountered this a couple of times this year already with friends, and I thought it might be useful for the two of us to unpack this for our listeners, which is, what the hell do you do if you run a startup, if you're a founder and you want to plan? Should you in 2020? Are plans completely useless? Are they totally useful? And how should you think about making plans? Kind of the way that we approach this and the things that we've seen work well, I thought might help founders keep their sanity and hopefully accomplish more of the things they want to accomplish, even during a outstandingly crazy year like 2020. So first of all, let me ask you this question. 2020, should we still make plans, or would you advise anybody to stop making plans because this year is too nuts?
So I've had like two or three conversations specifically about this. I've shared something that by the time I have two or three and I get the same question, and it's a new question, I tend to like have some kind of way to think about it, or like, you know, I'm driven crazy. So I think it's a really good question. The way it worked for me and the way I was approaching this not too long ago is I basically, when the pandemic came along, I was taking things in a sort of hour by hour adjustment period, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So everything to me was thrown out the door because now all of a sudden there's this virus that we're all dealing with, and we have to sort of figure out what that means for us. And so I was taking it hour by hour because new information was coming in. This is like all up to about shelter in place. And then after shelter in place, I think the first few days were very similar. And hour by hour, meaning like people were consumed with the news about it. Nobody knew what was going on, obviously, and what was going to happen to us as a society, like overall, like what's next. And then basically, I realized that I was then going day to day. And after that, I was going week to week. And I barely got to like a month ahead, and then the protests started and the rioting and kind of, and then it got global. And then I got back to like almost an hour by hour, just making sure that, like, you know, people I knew were safe and accounted for and were kind of, you know, taking care of themselves. And then more news kept coming in and opinions and all these other things. And then I went to about day by day. And right now, I'm still at about day by day. I think I'm about to be week by week soon, maybe starting next week. And what that means is you're just planning not as far ahead as you normally would. Because oftentimes we're planning the month, the quarter, the year. I don't think we can do that. And it's not because I expect anything new to show up, but I definitely more than ever expect the unexpected.
Yeah, 2020 isn't over. It isn't done with us, in my opinion. So that's interesting. So first, I'll share my side of things because there's a good amount of overlap, but there's some differences, and then we can like unpack those. I think that by principle, I kind of follow a very similar strategy where, you know, once the pandemic hit and kind of the quarantine and all that, even before, I think that my basic principle is that during crisis, your timelines need to be shorter, right? Because it's like the most adaptable that when, and because there's new information and information can be quite drastic in the way that it shifts things and circumstances and realities, it seems the super long-term plans are very, very useful in a more stable environment. But when you have massive instability and where there's huge volatility, it just makes no sense as a futile exercise to try to plan for the next 6 months. Right? So the planning cycles shortened drastically. Now, it didn't go to day by day for me, But what happened was that I moved them to week by week. That was kind of from the get-go, my like, all right, we scrap the quarterly plan, scrap the plans for the year. We have to plan sprint. We have to plan one sprint at a time, and we are taking these weeks one at a time. And that's what I did personally, but also what we did from a company perspective, which is another thing I'd be interested and curious about on the day-by-day thing. And, you know, and then the riots and civil unrest situation happened. Oh, even before that, things seemed more stable, so people were pushing a little bit. Maybe we should extend the planning cycles. Maybe things are back to normal. And I think my opinion at the time was that things were not normal, but we had just gotten used to it, right? We just had gotten used mm-hmm. to some of the things that were going on in the world, but nothing that was happening seemed normal or stable to me. And then the whole civil unrest around the world situation happened. I think, funny enough, I think that there, the reactions emotionally, especially for many people that I knew, were even much stronger than with a pandemic. And I don't know if it was because of the subject matter, or what I suspect, it was also a compounding effect. Like so much had built up, so much anxiety, so much stress, yeah. so much unhappiness and worry. And then something like that happens, such a crazy injustice, and then kind of it just explodes and people feel very strong about it. And so we never got to adjust our plans for timing, and it just stayed week by week up until today. And the advice that I've been giving to a lot of founders has been that, you know, during crazy times like this, you want to adjust and adapt fast. And so that means you can't be rigid with your outlook of the future. You can't be rigid with your beliefs of what's going to happen next. And making these 3 to 6 month plans right now just seems like an exercise to try to control the future or make things stable or feel safe. And I think the problem with that, the pitfall that you can step into is not just that it's an exercise that will be useless in 2 weeks when something new happens in the world, but it's also that you might get sucked into wanting to believe in that plan. And then when new facts arise and when the world is changing, you might have a bigger tendency to want to ignore these and to hold on to your quarterly plan or whatever, right? And not adjust, not adapt, not change quickly enough as the world is changing. And so I think we're super aligned on the shorten the timeline. It's probably a good idea. Super long-term plans right now, probably not that good of an idea. Let me ask you on the day-by-day, is that something that you did personally, or is that really what you did personally as well as with your company and everybody in your team? You said, we're scrapping all the plans. We're just every day in the morning, we're going to decide what we're going to be working on. It's hard for me to believe that that would be the case, but I'm curious to hear that.
Yeah, I think generally a team needs some level of clarity from leadership, for lack of a better word. And the areas we actually took a more day-to-day approach, especially earlier on before we could see the patterns, was sales.
Yeah.
And that was because lead volume, depending on kind of the business you're referring to or like you want to mm-hmm. talk about, mm-hmm. but just generally speaking for everybody, lead volume was different for different types of businesses. It either went to zero or didn't change or blew up in a positive way. It was basically one of those three. But you had to take it day by day to really figure out what mm-hmm. was going on and what those patterns were and how they changed. For me, the same happened in marketing. And then when it came to product development, I actually truly think that like it's not necessarily about tasks that change day to day. It was more about planning that changed day to day. What I mean by that is we kept getting new information that made it so if we made up a plan tomorrow, that plan could be obsolete because of something new that happened or something we figured out from the day before. So that's kind of what I meant, which is like, I don't think that to me, this isn't about, oh, someone's day-to-day tasks are changing, but the angle and approach they take might be very different based on new information coming in. For example, in certain cases, we saw a lot more traffic for certain types of traffic. In other cases, we saw like a need to rejigger the roadmap or tweak things so that they were focused on people's sort of needs right now compared to what their desires were prior to all of these things going on. The other thing that I think impacted this for us is the fact that we try to be very aware of people's attention spans and what kind of content and information that they're looking for now versus what they might have been before and what they might in the future. So in particular, I wouldn't say I'm going day to day on tasks necessarily, but as a team, we definitely have gone from week to week to month, and then back to sort of, or day to day, week to week, month to month, back to like, we're pretty much like 1 week at a time right now, roughly speaking. But that has a lot to do with planning, because the information that comes in, the volume of different things has definitely dramatically changed in a lot of areas, at least for my businesses.
Yeah, I agree. Now, let's bring up maybe one of the tension points that could be out there, which is, you know, depending on the size of your team and what you were planning to work on, and especially also what team members you have and what they were planning to work on, what their purpose is. Sometimes there's these kind of more longer term projects that, you know, you might have put on hold at the beginning of the pandemic, still on hold, social unrest, but there's like a mounting pressure. When can we resume this, right? Maybe there have been a big project to redo the website or redo your branding or to reposition yourself in the market or to invest in some more exciting innovation on the product development side. Some of these more complex, bigger kind of projects that a lot of people have a commitment to, you put that on ice when the world is kind of first getting notice on the pandemic. Everybody gets that. Then there's social unrest, you're holding off. But eventually there's this internal pressure, I would assume, with many teams where some teams are just like, we can't hold off forever. Let's keep working on these things that we know are important or that we're planning to work on. How do you deal with that? Because the thing is, there's one interesting question that people bring up is, well, what if this keeps happening now, right? What if every 2 months, you know, there's something else crazy going on? I mean, 2020, in most years, you would not believe that that's possible. But this year, I think nobody would make a strong argument that it would be impossible for us to see three more significant negative events in the world before.
You know, that's the funny thing. Who cares? I'm here right now. I don't care. What I mean by that is I don't care right now because those things haven't happened and I can't predict them. And if they do happen, by now with the third thing, you should have a way to adjust. And that's really what this is about, is how do you adapt and how do you adjust? So I don't think about that. And part of the reason is like, I might just be so used to the uncertainty in startups that like, this is just an extension of that, where this uncertainty has kind of extended to not just my business life, but also my personal life and the lives of many other people, pretty much everyone on the planet. I mean, we're dealing with like things that go global really fast now. And so everyone ends up dealing with that. So I would say that like, if you've done a startup for a while, you just have to figure out how to embrace uncertainty in whatever ways that you're best at and learn how to like just think of it in other parts of your life. If you haven't done this kind of thing and you're dealing with it because, you know, you're working corporate or, you know, are a freelancer or something not quite kind of in the same level of uncertainty, then you already kind of know how to do it now. You know, I think it's obviously not great that these things have happened in the world because they are negative by any means, like you can think about them. They're not good. They're not things we desire. That being said, they have taught everybody how to deal with uncertainty in a way that typically you learn when you try to start something new.
There you go. And one of the things that you learn when you start something new is that you have to make decisions with imperfect data. You cannot very little information. Yeah. You cannot wait till you are 100% certain that you're going to be right. You have to try to be as insightful, as data-driven, as thoughtful as possible, but you have to make quick decisions. And then when you execute and the results aren't there, you adjust, you change, you adapt. But you don't just wait till you have the perfect plan and 100% certainty that this thing will work and it will work in exactly this way. And so I think that in a time like this, you're absolutely right. There's a quote, a beautiful quote that I can't recall right now about like, you know, worrying about tomorrow is robbing us of our energy today, right?
It
takes away all the energy to do shit today, right? Just to worry for tomorrow. And then there's this other Buddhist thing about like, you know, oh, you're worried about something. Can you do something about it? If yes, why worry? And if you can't do something about it, well, why worry then?
That's right.
Which is basically, there's no reason to worry.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Either you can do something about it, then you shouldn't worry. Just do something about it. If you can't do anything about it, what's the point of worrying? You can't do anything about it anyways. And so I think this is the time where worrying is just not helpful, although it's very, I think, accessible and easy to do. And you just have to live your life today as good as you can. And if tomorrow something crazy happens, we'll all in this together, you'll figure something out, right? Just having that belief that you'll figure a way around it. You'll adjust. And maybe sometime around this year, you're going to have to change your plans more drastically. And nobody likes changing their plans drastically. Nobody. But that's part of life, and especially part of startup life. So just creating that or adopting that mental flexibility to be like, even if we have just 1 week plan, maybe in the middle of the week, we'll have to throw it away as the world changes. That, if you can bring that lightness and that flexibility to the table, you know, I would assume it's going to serve people really, really, really well, because planning and worrying and then holding on to those plans and worries in a world that's as volatile as this is a recipe for disaster and for a lot of suffering.
Yep. And if you're normally worried about things, then just talk to someone who's not like that, you know, and that can help you level set, just to give you a thought kind of before we wrap this up.
I love that. Find your least worrying, most optimistic, most adaptable friend or acquaintance, and talk to them more often in 2020.
That's right, pretty much. Yeah.
I love it. All right, this is it from us for this episode. Stay sane, stay safe. We'll talk very soon.